Hello and welcome to the Mind Podcast, where we hear from real people about their experiences of mental health problems. For more information on the issues mentioned here, visit www.mind.org.uk.
Hello, my name's Tim. I've suffered from some mental health issues, particularly after the age of 30, primarily with depression, which I've, you know, worked through over a number of years. And one aspect of that has been taking care of my diet, but looking after my diet and what I ate and sort of seeing how what I ate fed into how I felt day to day. It was quite an important step for me. So I guess today is a chance for me to just talk about practical things that I do day to day, which sort of have helped me, you know, over the years to achieve a better level of mood, which, you know, I feel I've got at the moment, really. Having taken medical advice, my depression was not really severe enough that I needed to go on to medication. And I think probably like a lot of people, I felt I wanted to avoid going onto medication if that was possible. And, you know, had some good conversations with the GP about that. Obviously, medication's entirely appropriate for some people, but we agreed it probably wasn't for me. And I also did some work around something called CBT, cognitive behavioural therapy, as well. And it was just really looking through the various lifestyle factors, and food is obviously a big one, and I hadn't really thought about it before that. So, you know, we're talking into my 30s here, and I had never really considered it. I'd always thought of food as obviously nutrition, but also probably without realising it, also as a kind of comfort thing and as an emotional support. I guess over a long period of time, what I've found is that a lot of the effects are not quick fixes. For example, shifting away from eating a lot of processed food, which I've done. Say I'm not perfect by any means, but I do eat a lot less now, and I do prepare a lot more of my own food, so I know what goes in it. Now, that in the short term has no impact at all on your mood. You don't suddenly become, you know, calmer or happier or whatever. Oh, that's what I found from eating. But it's a very subtle thing over a period of, say, weeks or even months, that gradually I just felt a bit better about myself. And I think my mood stabilised a little bit. But it took, you know, weeks. It was a subtle process. It's not like taking a tablet and suddenly one feels different. It was something that, as I prepared more of my own food, it took more, just was more aware of what I was putting into my body and how it might affect me day to day. That my mood seemed to improve. I think it's probably fairly obvious to most people that not eating too much junk food is a good thing from a health perspective. But what I've also found in terms more specifically of mood is that foods that tend to release their energy slowly seem to help. So things like at breakfast time, things like porridge is good for the diet as well, because you feel full for a long time. And for me, because I like to go and work out at breakfast time, things that have a bit of protein in as well, so eggs, for example, which are, you know, good fat, not unhealthy, and baked beans, particularly you can get the low salt, low sugar baked beans. They're quite good. It's because something like that, you know, scrambled egg and baked beans first thing in the morning is a nice, nutritious, protein-rich breakfast. That will keep me full then till lunchtime. Those sorts of slow-release foods tend to stop me overeating, and I think very often with snacking, what I tend to do is snack on sugary foods. So if I don't feel the need to snack at all, then I don't feel the need to go and buy sugary foods. And again, for lunch, I tend to try to avoid things like white bread, because again, that's quite a quick release of energy. So again, I'll try to have things like salads and oily fish, that sort of thing for lunch. And then evening meals, as I say, the big shift for me that occurred was making a lot more stuff from scratch, which then you know what's going into it, and you're just able to control a little bit more what goes in and just be mindful really of what I was cooking. In terms of dishes that I like to prepare, tends to be quite a lot of spicy food, so curries, chili con carne, things like that. So very often they have the kind of same basic base of things like chilies and garlic and so on, and then, you know, I'll add other things to it, but I kind of improvise a little bit. And that's part of the fun of cooking for me, if you like, is not having to follow a rigid recipe. But I think the good thing there was, because I was just cooking for myself and for my partner, if you like, if things went wrong, there wasn't too much pressure. You know, it was kind of like, yeah, okay, let's have a bit of fun, and if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, fine, you know, we'll eat it and we'll learn for the next time. So a lot of trial and error, I'd say, with cooking as well, which has made it more fun. Perhaps one other thing I'd touch on that I do try to do now, I certainly can't do it every day, but I do try to do more now, is eat less on my own and actually eat with other people more often. Because I think, certainly when I was working in a very busy office, it became the norm that I would just sort of shovel down a sandwich in front of my computer screen whilst checking emails, or if it was a nice day, maybe have 10 minutes in the park, and it wouldn't be a social thing. And I think I've tried now more to try and say to someone, oh, let's meet up over lunch, or oh, we can catch up over a bit of food. And that feels a lot healthier. You can kind of combine two things, two pleasures really, you know, actually eating, but also chatting to people. So I found that making mealtimes more social has also helped. The other one I was going to throw in, which I guess we've not really mentioned so far, is sleep. Because again, I think for me, eating sensibly and exercising, I also found my sleep pattern was much, much better. And again, over time, I think that had a very positive effect on mood. That, again, because I've slept properly, I'd be a bit calmer in the daytime, and also wouldn't feel the need, first thing in the morning, to have loads of coffee, because frankly, I was shattered a lot of times. I've not been sleeping well. Let's have double espresso, and that'll sort me out. And of course, that led to another double espresso, and so on, because it's then you're kind of on the peaks and troughs of caffeine throughout the day. So sleep is another one that I found helped a lot, and eating a decent meal not too late in the evening, I've found, does help me sleep properly as well, and that again feeds through into the next day clearly. So I think writing stuff down, for example, caffeine use is really good, and then just trying to moderate it really, particularly in the evenings. Try not to have processed food too much. Try and prepare as much as possible yourself, because you know what goes into it. So rather than having to read lots and lots of labels and work out what things contain, if you just cook it yourself, you know. I know if I make a curry, it just contains the spices that I've put in, some fresh chicken and some fresh vegetables. That's it. You know, there's no nasties in there because I've not put anything nasty into it. So I think the cooking for myself has helped. And as I say, from my own personal perspective as well, just the process of cooking I found quite therapeutic as well. So it's not just the eating, the actual preparing it and starting to enjoy preparing food, to actually cook was actually pleasurable. I think in terms of the balance of diet, I think most people kind of know really what they should be doing, which is eating plenty of fresh fruit and vegetables and stuff. I think if it all felt too much that hard work and too serious, you're not going to do it. You're not going to stick to it. And that's the thing about doing an extreme diet. I think it'll just feel like you're punishing yourself almost. So I think it's got to feel, you know, kind, being kind to yourself, really. Otherwise, you won't stick to it. The fun bit is an important thing, that this can all get a bit serious and worthy and seem a bit hard work and so on. And it needn't. You know, it can be fun. I don't know. I think it's something we've lost a little bit in this country, maybe, is people cooking and eating together, which doesn't happen perhaps as much. And it's nice. It's a pleasure to cook something that, again, a recipe, you know, a dish that I know how to cook, so it's not very stressful to cook it, with other people around, chatting to them, seeing how their week's been, that sort of thing. That's fun. It's relaxed.
Thank you for listening to the Mind Podcast. For more in the series and information on the issues discussed in this episode, go to mind.org.uk/podcasts.